Insects. Now, were they on Noah's Ark?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the Answers book. Well, Ken, we know that Noah took two of every kind of land animal and seven of some on board his ark, but did that also include insects?
Well, you know, we don't doubt that some insects may indeed have ridden on the ark, but if they did, they would have been stowaways. You see, the real question is whether or not insects were among the living creatures that God said had to be on the ark. Were they creatures with a life spirit called a nephesh and were thus brought on board? You know, there are differences of opinion amongst Bible scholars as to exactly which creatures are covered in the Genesis 6 list that went on the ark. But most conservative scholars seem to regard the invertebrates, those without a backbone, which include insects, as not being among them. So if God didn't require Noah to take insects aboard the ark, wouldn't they have perished in the flood? Well, according to Genesis 7, all in whose nostrils was the breath of the Spirit of life died. But insects don't breathe through nostrils. Insects could have survived the flood by being on floating rafts of vegetation or other materials. They could have been preserved as adults, eggs, larvae, or pupae. So were insects on the ark? Well, the best answer, according to Genesis, is that they weren't required to be, but they could have been there by accident.
Why would a loving God allow so much death and suffering in this world, even at the time of Noah? Read Ken Ham's answer when you go to AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.